Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time as always. The second week of the school holidays this week, I guess a reminder that a lot of people will be driving on the road, so to take it easy on the roads. Last week I drove home from Brisbane and the Gold Coast and I was as nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs because we drove on the Saturday, which was pelting with rain. And a lot of the cars, they weren't having their lights on and it was actually quite hard to see the cars on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, that's really disappointing to hear because with this rainy weather around, we are asking drivers to ensure their lights are on and especially are sticking to the speed limit. Cars are really hard to see in the rain, so the lights assist with visibility. The roads are really wet and slippery at the moment with this rain around, so it actually means cars take longer to stop. So please follow the speed limit and be cautious on the roads. With the second week of school holidays, our children are still out and about, so please also watch out for them on their bikes or scooters getting around.
I know the second week of school holidays always seems to be popular. Is that the case here in Queensland? Because I know we're previously in Victoria, the second week was the more popular week.
Well, I guess they're both quite popular here. Like, we've got a lot of sporting carnivals on these 2 weeks as well. So people are still travelling both last week and this week. So let's just be cautious and let's get everyone to their destination safely.
I'll take you back to Sunday, the 12th of July, in which police are investigating a hit and run. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so about 6:50 p.m, a vehicle was parked outside the entrance to a takeaway store on Bulbong Street. A man has exited the store and mounted a bicycle before riding it directly into the vehicle parked. The vehicle has sustained minor damage to the door and the man left the area without exchanging any details. So we've posted a photo of the man on our My Police Bundaberg Facebook page that we believe may be able to assist with our inquiries. So if you do recognise this person or have any information in relation to this matter, please contact Police Link on 131444.
And as you say, there are photos on your Facebook page, as are lots and lots of keys. They've been handed in. I mean, I can understand if you're missing a key or two, so maybe they're here with you.
I think they might be. We've got a bit of everything here. We've got car keys, house keys, garage keys, business keys, and all types of keys on unique key rings, lanyards and loyalty tags. So please, if you are missing any keys, jump on our My Police Bundaberg Facebook page, have a look or pop on in. We normally recommend between business hours, so 8 a.m. to about 3 p.m, pop into the front counter at Bundaberg Police Station and we can let you have a look at the keys and see if they're yours. Not only keys, we've also had an Apple iPhone with a black and green case handed in, a leather wallet containing New South Wales identification in the name of Ross. So if you're travelling here in Bundy and have lost your wallet, it could be yours. And a black and grey Harrow BMX bike. So if you've lost anything, pop on down and see us.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police joins us this morning. New fines have been introduced by the Queensland Government. That's nice. From the 1st of July, can you give us a bit of a rundown of these particular increasing in fines?
Yeah, so from July 1, tougher penalties for high-risk driving behaviours that continue to cause serious injury and loss of life on our roads will apply. So these include speeding, failure to wear a correctly fitted seatbelt and disobeying traffic lights. So some of our speeding fines have now bumped up to, so if you're going over the speed limit between 1 and 10 kilometres per hour, it's now bumped up to $287. The next one up is between 11 and 20 kilometres per hour, which is bumped up to $431 and 3 demerit points. So each speed bracket has gone up quite significantly. So that's why we're definitely recommending sticking to those speed limits. Also, with not wearing a correctly fitted seatbelt, they have now gone up to $1,078 and 4 demerit points. So I know I can't afford that. I'm not sure who can. So let's put our seatbelts on. And also the other one is not stopping at a red or yellow traffic light. They've gone up to $575 and 3 demerit points.
So how many of us now have, you know, decided to see that amber light or the yellow light and go, okay, I'm going to try and risk it? That's going to cost you how much?
$575? Yeah, it's not cheap, that's for sure.
All right. And the one that I talked about yesterday on the program, Brittany, was over 40 kilometres an hour, $1,663 fine. I've got to ask the question, who would be going over 40 kilometres an hour? And there are names, I suppose, but we can't use them on radio.
Yeah, I'm with you. We can't definitely use them on radio. That is ridiculous and that's just plain dangerous, so please do not do it.
And finally, you wanted to talk about Jin Jin's skills and drills.
Yeah, hopefully we have a sunny day on Wednesday, and if so, we'll be out at Jin Jin, and the police will be participating in the Jin Jin Skills and Drills school holiday program at the basketball and tennis courts on Station Street. So our program will run from 9:30 to 10 past 10. We'll be running some fun police-inspired activities for all young people aging from 7 to 15. So if you haven't already registered, you can call 41304630 or email ggnc@bundaberg.qld.gov.au. So come on down if you're out in Jin Jin, and yeah, we can do a bit of fitness together. It'd be fun.
I think I've got my sock drawer cleaning that day, Brittany. Sorry about that.
Can't interest you in a bit of a game.
As soon as you said the word fitness, you know. Senior Constable Brittany Duncan, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
It's 13:32, 4BU. Catching up with Brendan soon, who's out and about in the 4BU Mystery Machine.